Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It was on a Saturday morning, May the 4th, 9:30, when the rockets began firing from Gaza. Hamas was behind all of this, and they were shooting into Israel, including populated areas, even where young people were gathered. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, there are people that live on the border of Gaza. Gaza is south of Tel Aviv. It butts up against the Mediterranean Sea. And there are people that live within a mile or even less of the Gaza border. There are elementary schools, there are homes, there are businesses. People live their normal lives right there, Matt, on that border. And on Shabbat, Sabbath, many of them are going to synagogues. Those that don't, they're resting. Others are just relaxing on that day. At 9:30 in the morning, Hamas in Gaza, the terrorist organization, began firing rockets. They did not stop firing rockets until they fired 600 or more missiles into Israel. Most of those fell in open fields. About 30% went toward populated areas. Most of those were intercepted in midair by Israel's Iron Dome defense. Others, however, actually hit the ground, and some Israelis were killed in this process. Israel pushed back, and they have a right to. Matt, I don't understand why Israel continues to even tolerate this. They entered into a ceasefire, but this Hamas organization, it's a terrorist organization. It's a recognized worldwide terrorist organization. It receives weapons from Iran, and they want to eliminate the Jews. If we had some entity on one of our northern or southern borders that were firing into the north part of the United States or the south part of the United States, firing intentionally into populated areas, we would not stand for that activity. We would put an end to it ASAP.
Yeah, that's right. And now these Islamic terrorists are targeting Israeli women and children. They're singling out civilians and they're targeting them. And yet, right here in the United States, we have two acting Islamist congresswomen, one of them, Rashida Tlaib. While this was all going on, the New York Times, which is no bastion of Israeli support or conservatism, they had a headline about a third of the way through the terror attacks on the Israeli citizens. Gaza militants fire 250 rockets, and Israel responds with airstrikes. So Tlaib took issue with that. She tweeted out, "When will the world stop dehumanizing our Palestinian people who just want to be free?" And framing it in this way just feeds into the continued lack of responsibility on Israel, who unjustly oppress and target Palestinian children and families. The irony here is mind-boggling, that as Hamas terrorists attack Israeli children and families, when they respond in self-defense, Rashida Tlaib takes issues with the New York Times' accurate characterization. It's mind-boggling.
It is. And I have visited an elementary, well, it's a playground for kids. It's in a place called Sderot. And from there, you can actually see Gaza in the distance. And in that playground, they have swings and slides, just like a normal playground. But unlike normal playgrounds, this one has a large concrete reinforced worm. And it's got a smiley face on it. It has different places where you can enter the worm. It's not only for fun and games, it's actually a bomb shelter right in the midst of this children's playground in the event that rockets like this start being fired by the Hamas terrorist in Gaza. You know, I've seen videos. There was a video of a woman from the Dutch Netherlands. She had moved from the area in the Netherlands to Israel to get away from anti-Semitism. She was being interviewed. Her house was destroyed by a rocket that had come in over the weekend of March the 4th. She was still happy. She was asked, "Are you going to leave?" She said, "No, this is my home. I'm not going to leave." She was staying with a friend because her house was destroyed. And in the middle of the interview, a siren went off. Without hesitating at all, she ran into a bomb shelter, and the news crew followed her. Didn't even say, "Excuse me, we got to go. That's a siren." And when Anita and I watched that video, it's like, that's incredible that they have to live like that. They shouldn't be in a position where they have to live like that. And then you have not only Tlaib, but you also have Ilhan Omar, another member of Congress, freshman member, Holly, that said something very similar. Instead of condemning the violence that Hamas initiated, she sides with Hamas and the Palestinians.
Absolutely. And, you know, granted, these two women who are Muslims would not be allowed to speak at all in their own country, but yet they have the freedom here in America. And instead of being pro-America and pro-Israel, they're anti-Semitic. So she says, "I am told every day that I am anti-American if I am not pro-Israel. I find that to be problematic, and I am not alone. I just happen to be willing to speak up on it and open myself to attacks." I mean, the irony in what she's saying, and even her own Democratic leadership has denounced her comments.
And she's saying that in the midst of, they both of her saying this, these comments in the midst of rockets going into populated areas.
But blaming Israel for something that Hamas has taken responsibility
one
for.
Person, one of the fatalities was an individual running across the open to get to a bomb shelter and was struck in the chest by shrapnel. Mm. Even when the Iron Dome knocks these missiles out of the air, which is an incredible technology that Israel has developed, it's amazing to have that kind of pinpoint accuracy. One rocket meeting head on another small rocket as it travels quickly through the air. When that happens, there's shrapnel that happens. Whether that bomb hits the ground and there's shrapnel, in this particular case, it disables that bomb, but the metal still falls down to the ground. Israel, you know, I said on a chain of information that was on Facebook, I said, Hamas has declared war. Israel should finish it. And they have declared war against the sovereign nation of Israel. Israel needs to stop that terrorism from Gaza. And we go back, Matt, to the Oslo Accords. How did all this come about? Well, Bill Clinton worked with the then Prime Minister of Israel with a naive assumption that you can give some authority, land, autonomy in exchange for peace. So at the time, before 1993, Israel and the Israeli Defense Forces were able to go into Gaza, and they provided the internal security. So they were on the ground in Gaza. And so after the Oslo Accords happened, Israel actually even bulldozed private Israeli Jewish homes, forcing them to leave Gaza. And that was, you saw that repeated on the news. It was horrible. And as a result, they withdrew from Gaza. They allowed the Palestinian Authority to create its own police force there, and the IDF withdrew. Now what has happened is Hamas has come in, and they've taken over from the Palestinian Authority. This is a terrorist organization. And the IDF and Israel security is not in Gaza. And so all of these things can happen without their knowledge on the ground. And so Iran sends missiles into the Gaza area for Hamas to lob into Israel. That has to stop. You can't give terrorists land in exchange for peace when they don't even recognize your right to exist, to breathe the same air that they do. So,
and that's the key, that they will settle for nothing less than the entire destruction of Israel and the Jewish people.
That's the ultimate objective. That's the end game. Pray for Israel, pray for the peace of Israel, and pray that this terrorist assault that happens periodically in Gaza is ultimately dealt with once and for all. You can't give land for peace. You can't negotiate with these terrorists when they do not recognize your right to exist. Of course, any of the tours that we are a part of, we don't go near Gaza. So we never go into a place where that can happen. But there are people that live there every day, and an alarm can go off, a siren can go off, and they have to seek a bomb shelter. That should not be. Children should not have to run from the playground into a bomb shelter. Pray for the Trump administration, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the people of Israel. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.